This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations create difficult conversations at work, and what to say to surface them. Why silent assumptions are the real source of workplace conflict. In short, unspoken expectations are the hidden engine behind most difficult conversations at work. The problem is rarely the moment of conflict itself. It is the silence that came before it. Name what you assumed, invite the other person to respond, and you change the entire direction of the conversation. Definition: unspoken expectations at work are assumptions one person holds about how another should behave, perform, or communicate, without ever stating them directly. They feel obvious to the person who holds them, and invisible to everyone else, making them the most reliable source of avoidable workplace conflict. You can often feel a difficult conversation building long before it arrives. The tension sits in short replies, in missed deadlines that nobody directly addresses, in meetings where something unsaid fills the room. I spent years trying to understand what was actually causing these moments. The answer, more often than not, was not a personality clash or a difference in values. It was simpler and more frustrating than that. Someone had assumed something. They never said it. And the other person had no idea. Unspoken expectations work like a slow leak. The damage accumulates quietly until the pressure forces a conversation that feels far bigger than anyone expected. Why assumptions feel like agreements. Most people do not realize they are holding an expectation until it goes unmet. That is the first problem. You hire someone and assume they will update you weekly without being asked. You start a project with a colleague and assume equal effort means equal hours. You manage someone and assume that experience means no hand-holding is needed. None of these things are said. All of them feel obvious to the person who holds them. The reason assumptions feel like agreements is that they are built from logic that makes complete sense inside your own head. Your past experience, your professional standards, your read of the relationship, all of it tells you this is just how things work. So you do not say it. Why would you state the obvious? The other person builds their own logic, their past experience, their own professional standards, their own read of the same relationship. Two internally consistent frameworks, running in parallel, with no overlap. That is not a conflict waiting to happen. That is a conflict already in motion. The gap where difficult conversations are born. Here is the truth of it. Most difficult conversations are not about the incident that triggered them. They are about everything that built up before that moment. The weekly update that never came. The extra hours that only one person gave. The hand-holding that was expected, but never asked for. By the time someone finally speaks, they are not addressing one issue. They are delivering a verdict. This is what makes conversations about unmet expectations so hard to recover. They carry weight that neither person fully understands. The person who is confronted feels blindsided. The person confronting feels like they have been patient for far too long. Both of those feelings are real. Both are the result of a gap that silence created. If you want to understand how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy, the mechanism is the same. Something important was never said, and the relationship absorbed the cost. What keeps the expectation silent? There are three reasons people do not name their expectations, and I have seen every one of them produce the same outcome. The first is the assumption of shared professionalism. Most experienced people believe that certain standards are universal. You should not have to say please communicate proactively or take ownership of your work, because any competent professional already knows this. Naming it feels like an insult, so nobody names it. The second is the fear of sounding controlling. Stating an expectation out loud can feel like issuing a demand. There is a social cost to being seen as rigid or high maintenance, especially in team environments where collaboration is valued. So the expectation stays private, which means the other person has no way of meeting it. The third is the hope that things will self-correct. Many people tell themselves the situation is temporary. They absorb the frustration, wait for improvement, and avoid the discomfort of a direct conversation. Learning how to handle conflict during meetings can help in those moments when the tension finally surfaces publicly, but the better move is always to address it before it reaches that stage. Three scenarios where this plays out. These are not edge cases. I have watched versions of all three happen in organizations of every size, the manager and the new hire. A manager brings on someone experienced and assumes minimal guidance is needed. The new hire, unfamiliar with the organization's specific rhythms, wait to be told what success looks like. Neither speaks. 6 months later, the manager is disappointed and the employee feels unsupported. The conversation that follows is painful for both because neither person was careless. They were simply operating from different and stated assumptions. The team project with no written rules. Two colleagues share ownership of a deliverable. Each assumes the other will handle the parts they find less interesting. Both wait. The deadline arrives and the gaps are obvious. The resulting conversation is tense because each person genuinely believed they were doing their fair share. And in their own framework, they were. The peer feedback that never came. Someone assumes that a colleague who witnessed a problematic interaction will raise it. The colleague assumes the person involved will handle it directly. Neither does. A third person is now affected. What starts as a missed moment of feedback becomes a difficult conversation about broken trust, and the original assumption is buried under layers of consequence. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What to say to surface an unspoken expectation? The good news is that surfacing an assumption is a learnable skill. It requires two things: honesty about what you assumed, and an invitation for the other person to respond. Neither requires perfection. Both require courage. Before the conversation, do the work of checking your own assumption honestly. Ask yourself, did I ever say this clearly? Did I give this person a real opportunity to know what I needed? If the answer is no, then you're not addressing someone who failed you. You are addressing a gap that both of you contributed to. I cover the practical structure for this kind of conversation in depth and Say It Right Every Time, including the exact scripts you can use when the situation feels too loaded to improvise. The core principle is straightforward: state the assumption you held, own the fact that you never voiced it, and open the question rather than issuing a verdict. Here are three openers that work. I think I may have expected something I never actually said out loud. Can we talk about it? I want to be honest with you. I had an assumption about how this would work, and I realize I never shared it. That is on me, and I would like to fix it. Something has been creating tension between us, and I think it is an expectation I was carrying quietly. I would rather surface it than let it sit. None of these are accusations. All of them signal that you are approaching this as a shared problem rather than a verdict. That framing matters enormously. It is the difference between a conversation that builds connection and one that breaks it. How transparency reduces workplace tension speaks to exactly this clarity: given early costs far less than honesty delivered late. For the conversation about timing, it is worth noting that when you surface an expectation matters almost as much as how you surface it. How timing affects the impact of feedback applies here too. A conversation held in the middle of a stressful deadline will land differently than one held when both people have room to think. When the expectation has already gone wrong. Sometimes you are not getting ahead of the problem. You are already in the middle of the damage. The conversation has happened badly, and now the relationship needs repair. This is harder, but it is not hopeless. The approach is the same in principle, but requires more care in delivery. Start with the acknowledgement that the difficult conversation happened the way it did, partly because the expectation was never voiced. Take responsibility for your share of that silence. Then name what you actually needed and ask whether a clearer agreement is possible going forward. The deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture team dynamics gives you a structured way to work through this kind of repair conversation. The underlying principle it rests on is identical to find what actually happened before you try to solve it. You cannot agree on a path forward if both people are still arguing about the terrain. If the relationship has taken a harder hit, the companion piece on how unspoken expectations create tension at work and what to say to surface them offers additional practical language for the repair process. You can also find a complete set of scripts for this exact situation in Say It Right Every Time, particularly the sections on conflict resolution and the conversations that come after trust has been strained. The discipline of stating what you need. I want to leave you with a principle that took me an embarrassingly long time to accept. Naming your expectations is not a sign of weakness or neediness. It is the most direct act of respect you can offer another person. It gives them an honest chance to meet you where you are, rather than failing you for reasons they never understood. The difficult conversations that haunt people longest are almost never the ones they had. They're the ones they avoided until silence made them inevitable. Surfacing unspoken expectations work is a practice you build over time, one honest conversation at a time. Start with the assumption you've been carrying longest and say it out loud. That single act will change more than you expect. Frequently asked questions. What are unspoken expectations at work? Unspoken expectations at work are assumptions one person holds about how another should behave, perform, or communicate, without ever stating them directly. They form silently, feel obvious to the person who holds them, and become the hidden engine behind many difficult workplace conversations. How do unspoken expectations create difficult conversations? When an unspoken expectation goes unmet, the person who held it feels let down, disrespected, or undermined. Because the expectation was never voiced, the other person has no idea what went wrong. That gap of understanding is where difficult conversations begin and where resentment takes root. How do you surface unspoken expectations at work? You surface them by naming the assumption directly and inviting the other person to respond. A simple opener like, "I think I may have assumed something I never actually said out loud. Can we talk about it?" creates enough safety for an honest exchange without triggering defensiveness. Why do people avoid naming their expectations at work? Most people fear that naming an expectation will sound demanding or controlling. There's also a widespread belief that professional people should just know what is expected. Both of these fears keep the assumption silent and the tension growing until a difficult conversation becomes unavoidable. What is the best way to prepare for a conversation about unmet expectations? Before the conversation, identify exactly what you assumed when you formed that assumption and whether you ever communicated it clearly. That honest self-check prevents you from going in with blame. It also gives you specific language, which is the only thing that actually moves the conversation forward. Can unspoken expectations damage a working relationship permanently? They can, if they go unaddressed for long enough. Repeated disappointment with no explanation builds a quiet narrative that the other person is careless or unreliable. Surfacing the expectation early, even awkwardly, almost always causes less damage than letting the resentment compound over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.